You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Cocktail Corner!
All right, we'll probably replace that zany bed with a different zany bed.
Now, welcome, Vic. You, as I said just before, you're from Legitties, which is in St. Kevin's Arcade. Right up by the window on the left-hand side as you go in.
Yeah, this one.
Cool.
What are you, a cop?
And we were just saying off air that you're sort of gearing up. Well, I'm assuming most Fridays are pretty big Fridays. Next Friday is the Others Way Festival with like a zillion bands, including Arthur Arbiez, who's in studio. Playing, so it should be a rip-roaring night up there in St. Kevin's Arcade. But if you were keen to check the zone, people can probably head along to Legitties beforehand and just check the vibe,
right. Might as well check it out, eh? Saturday's going to be pretty mean as well, I think.
You mean tomorrow? No, this Saturday?
Saturday. there's going to be a bunch of men. You know him and Moogash.
Oh, nice. We've had him in the studio.
I think Blamethrower pulled out. I think they're going to break up or something. They're not coming for personal reasons. I don't know what it is. But that, you know, someone else that isn't them should be pretty good.
Great.
Now, tell us about this. You're sort of... initiating the cocktail realm up at Legitties. What are you making for us this evening?
Today we're doing an apple crumble in a double D, which it's combo.
Okay, yeah, sounds.
So it's like
sounds large,
a round hand size object.
Does it come in this weird?
It does.
Like, it's almost like
stand. So there's.
What am I looking at? They're like little fishbowl scenarios.
The D stands for delicious.
Where did you find that stand?
Might have 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
With the drinks?
What's supposed to be in a potpourri or something?
I think that's supposed to be like some sort of, you know, those garden. It's like a little garden inside a glass.
Yeah. What's it called? Like a little humidity garden type thing where it creates its own moisture.
What's it called?
A terrarium. A humidity garden.
A sim city? I don't know.
Someone told me that's an awesome present for a girlfriend.
It looks...
You run out of ideas.
It looks like the kind of thing that somebody will sort of hang on to for maybe a year or two, and then it'll just get a bit of rust on it, and then they'll be pissed off at
you
probably.
Exactly. Right.
But let's...
Perfect for a bar.
You definitely have a cocktail in it, though.
Yeah, man.
Tell us about this drink that you're making.
So this has got Zabrowka vodka. It's actually Polish vodka and it's delicious. Have a little smell of it.
Yeah, everybody has a vodka, right?
Have a little whiff. Oh, it's got a buffalo on the front.
It's got a tinge to it too.
Yeah, bison, but yeah.
What's the colour in it?
I'll just sniff into the mic so it's proof that I'm sniffing it.
Just play us a tune, mate. Let's let everyone know how much is left in the bottle. Oh, it's got no smell at all. What does that mean?
Just get a hint of the grass.
What is that thing in there? Is that lemongrass?
Bison grass. Yes.
Oh, I said buffalo, sorry. Apologies. Here we go.
How dare you?
Yeah, we're next going to get a bison call in.
No cocktails for anybody.
Get it right.
So you're pouring the bison grass vodka over ice?
Fuck, bison's a cool word, by the way. I'm really enjoying bison.
And what's the next move in this? Are all four getting some lemongrass bison?
Yeah, so normally I actually smash one of these awesome glasses on the way here. So.
Oh, well, there goes Mother's Day.
Mug. Yeah.
Damn it.
And then this is butterscotch.
What's butterscotch?
You can smell that if you want.
Is this kind of in the liqueur realm?
Yeah, it's like, imagine this, the taste of
that looks like it's going to have some tang to
it. You know, like brown sugar toffee.
It smells very kind of sugary.
Just be careful, please, John, okay?
Yeah, but like
just caramel. Like a Werther's original.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do a one nostril sniff because I feel like it's going to be strong. Oh, man. That's actually, you guys can all just go. That's lovely.
It's awesome, man.
Oh, wow. What the hell?
Are you drooling?
Yeah. Right into the... That smells so good. Holy hell.
That's awesome, eh?
It's dangerous when it smells that good, eh? Like, it's a scary thing. How do you be responsible when things
smell so
good?
But you can't put
too
much in because it just overpowers the whole thing.
Vape juice.
Yeah, it does look like vape juice.
It'd be an awesome vape flavor, eh? Is there alcoholic vapes? Is that a thing?
I think if you're thinking about it, it's usually happened.
Yeah.
That's usually my rule of thumb when it comes to the world.
That would be an invention and a half, eh? Because it just evaporates, right? Alcohol just evaporates.
Oh, you got some classic apple juice there?
Just regular old apple juice.
Yeah.
Kind of liking the direction this is heading, I must say. How would you describe the colour of the drink? It's definitely got
must
a,
be getting
it's
golden.
Gold. It's gold. Yeah, it's really gold.
And then it's just garnished with a bit of lime. Mm. Didn't bring a breadboard, so I'm just going to freestyle.
Yeah, go for it. Now, are limes in season at the moment?
Actually, that's a good question.
Are you paying like $22 a kilo
yeah,
for your limes?
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much.
Well, what are you going to do?
So
you know?
It probably means they're not organic either. Sorry, guys.
It's fine.
Sorry, Mother Nature.
I made a coffee today with organic rice milk, and I was like, how do you have inorganic rice milk? It's rice. That's dang, it's weird, right?
I think
it was a good coffee.
Do they use, perhaps they didn't use any, they use traditional farming methods and no pesticides or herbicides on the rice.
Yeah, well, like, that's just what I want out of all my rice.
Countries where they make it, they grow rice, they can't really afford that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You think, yeah. Okay.
Meanwhile,
have a hoon on these.
That's a bad presentation.
Are they all the same?
Yep, exactly the same.
Hey, can you put these cups down or do they have to go back in their holder? Because it's basically
a
sphere.
Really put it down.
They just roll off the table.
That is how you get people that have just had a couple too many. Where as soon as they try to put one of these down, it's like, get out. Actually, yeah. You can go. Thank you for your custom.
To me, it kind of looks like if this glass, if I was going to describe it to the listeners, if someone had like a, if you had a goldfish bowl from a 1980s illustrated book or a goldfish bowl that you shrunk with a ray gun of
mate,
some sort.
So we're in Auckland, like. So it looks like a pee pipe without the stalk, basically.
It does, eh? A giant as one.
We are in Auckland, let's not forget where we are.
So I've heard.
Terrific. Oh man, it's kicking ass, by the way. The drink is.
My one's gonna actually do a bit more vodka.
Like a,
a little bit, eh? It's also great because you can't really put it down unless you need to hold it.
It's surprisingly buttery from the butterscotch.
He did warn that it was quite powerful, but that's right up my alley. I'm into it. Tastes kind of like an Arizona drink.
Yeah, and you get like a real like soft-ass hint of like cinnamon or something in the aftertaste from the bison grass. That's what gives it the apple crumble flavor.
This is a home run.
Is this something you've right just been, it. Have you just been playing? Like, I haven't had a cocktail like this actually before.
John's going, what the hell's going on?
We've done Cocktail Corner for quite for a couple of years now, and I can't say I've had something like this. Is this like
yeah,
a conventional
it is a
classic
bit of a personal,
recipe?
It's a bit of a personal
this time
take
personal.
On something that doesn't exist.
Wait, what do we call it? What do we call it? Someone walks into Legitties, they go, hey, give me one of those pee pipe.
You say, I want Double D and I want the apple crumble flavour.
Double D apple crumble flavour.
What are the other options?
We got, you know the Japanese slipper that we
yes.
did last time? We got that
hey,
one.
Chuck it. Yeah, cool.
We've got a Dirty Mexican, which is like a tequila, lemon, and blueberry. It's pretty good.
This would be a great glass if you're on the D floor as well, because it's kind of got the top closes off, so you can really sort of throw down some moves.
Yeah, you can
you
move
have to
with
worry
it.
About spillage.
Yeah. You just can't put it down.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, great in a fight.
That's actually why I bought them in the first place.
Now, anything? What's on the menu at Legitties at the moment? Any changes since last week?
Oh, we started getting Tui's and Spates in by the can. They're just flying off the shelves.
Haven't thought about Rhine Ink at all?
Actually, yeah, we could put it in. We didn't have New Zealand Lager, but we had Lion Brown the other day.
If you're looking for like a light beer option, that also comes in a can. Right, I recommend Rhine Ink.
I'm thinking Ram Fillies, eh?
Strong. That's actually, just you should just do whatever's on special, like Countdown kind of
that's
thing.
That's what, yeah, that's yeah. our usual vibe, yeah.
Right on. Right. You can, sometimes you can get a 440 double brown kind of thing. And you're,
exactly,
you're
Dobros, man. Yeah. You get a whole box of that stuff for.
Good times.
Excellent price.
Great cocktail. So if people want to head along to Legitties, it's in St. Kevin's Arcade, right down the far end by the window.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sweet. Well,
what
thank you very much.
Yeah, what's the skinny on the price here?
They're actually $15.
Right on. Two alcohols in there.
Yeah, actually 2.5.
Fair enough.
Mm.
Hey, thanks, bro.
Delicious.
Thank you to
Legitties. Delicious.
Thanks.
That
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.